Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Olin Krutz.
I'm going to tell you right now, I was at the game. I got to sit in the end zone, and I got to watch a lot of Hicks and Matt. And those two guys together, I'm going to tell you right now, Kat, I would not want to face those two animals.
Olin Krutz.
Kat, we were watching and we were like, man, that is a tough defense to come in off the bench and face.
Olin Krutz.
If the offense ever does catch the defense, well, then we're going to be doing a Super Bowl show maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I think they'll come along, Kat. I think they will get better. How good, how quickly, that's anybody's guess.
Olin Krutz. Every week with Mully and Haw. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Oh, get your gingerbread out and pour some plum wine. It's time to celebrate the holiday. It's time to talk Victory Monday with Olin Krutz. He joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline. Good morning, Olin.
Morning,
good
Olin.
Morning, guys. That's the way Coach Nagy felt yesterday when he put Foles in.
Yes, kill the fatted goose. We shall have a Christmas meal. How about that? Was that, you know what? It's one of those things where, you know, I think it's a line from Hemingway, you know, how do you go bankrupt slowly then all at once? That's what it felt like with Mitch and Nick Foles. It's like, are they ever going to make a change? No, they won't. They're going to keep going. Oh, my God, they made a change. It just felt like a new world order.
Well, you start quoting Hemingway and you lose me right at that intersection. But, yeah, they – Look, you have to take a step back and look at everything that Coach Nagy is probably looking at. And in Mitch's last 22 games, I think they're averaging something like 18 points a game, right? And if you take a look at the Bears' schedule and what is coming up in the next, you know, 6 or 7 weeks, I think they got the Colts, the Bucks, the Rams, the Saints, the Titans all in a row, with Carolina in there somewhere. So if you're taking a very good look at this schedule and the way you're playing football on offense for this year, right? The Lions was 3.5 quarters. The Giants was a half. You know, you're not playing very good football. You're not scoring a lot of points against a pretty bad Giants defense. And now you got maybe the worst defense in the league on the field in the Atlanta Falcons. And they have all kinds of injuries in their secondary and in their front seven, and you still can't score points. So it's a time to take a look at Nick Foles, see what he can do, get him on the field, and see if he can, and he puts the ball in the end zone, and he did. And you know, I heard David earlier that it's same kind of thing that Mitch did against the Lions, though, right, when they had all their injuries, and Mitch put 3 touchdowns up. So there's still a lot to see from this offense. You still have to see them, obviously, against better competition with the Bears opponents being 1-8 and not very good defenses that they've gone up against. But you could just feel this coming eventually for Coach Nagy and his offensive staff with the system they wanted to run. Foles is their guy.
It did seem inevitable, Olin, almost since last spring. At the same time, I want to look at this, take a step back. And, you know, Mitch was the starter for a lot of reasons, but none bigger than the fact of he was, you know, a leader with teammates. He got along with everybody. There was this intangible factor that maybe chemistry was a big factor there. He was familiar with the receivers. How much risk was involved with Matt Nagy making a change with, you know, your team is 2-0, your quarterback is a popular guy, and you're bringing in a guy who hasn't been, you know, in the battle with these guys before? Was that a big risk, or was that kind of mitigated by the fact that, you know what, everybody kind of understands what's going on here?
Right, and it's always a big risk when it's the quarterback position, because no position affects the team. By that, I mean the defense, the special teams, everybody like the quarterback position. But my guess is that there's been, you know, maybe murmurs around Hallis Hall from guys on the team that Foles should be in there starting. If Coach Nagy went to this this early in the season and that quickly in a game right after an interception, that even the guys thought that maybe Foles should be the guy. Because a lot of the times what is said in the media, who we think the leaders are, who we think the guys are in front of the media giving all the great quotes and the guys that the media loves, those guys really sometimes aren't the leaders of the team in the locker room. And this team has been around these two guys. They know the system that their coaches want to run, and they know the system that they are running out there. By that, I mean the under center running game. I mean, you just listen to Coach Nagy's quotes last week when he was saying that we're just playing to our guys' strengths. We're doing the things that they do best. And obviously he's talking about Mitch Trubisky with the under center run game. And even if you look at the games, the first three games of the year, the thing that matches what they were trying to do with the under center run game is the boots. And by that, I mean getting a quarterback out of the pocket. You saw the Packers do a ton of it last night. You know, they did it once yesterday and Jimmy Graham picked up 11 or 12 yards, but it's just not what this offensive coaching staff wants to do. And what they want to do is what you saw Foles do in that shotgun and him control the game at the line of scrimmage and put his team in the best plays and process information from there and make checks and do all the things you saw him do yesterday, be a field general on the field. And that's what they've been waiting for. And they want to see what their offense, with all their weapons that they've accumulated, what their offense looks like with this guy running the show.
And Olin, he did that without any real practice reps, right? He did that based on just his overall knowledge of how to play that position and what to do and his general sense of what the offense is. When you give him reps, when you see him actually get to practice for an opponent, and I'm sure he does his study and does all the things a professional has to do to be ready, but it's totally different when you know you're going to start.
Yeah, but let's not act like we don't know what Nick Foles is, right? This is what he does. He comes off the bench. He takes over for a starting quarterback, and he plays really, really well. So he's got to show, just like Mitch Trubisky had to show, and he didn't in the first three games, and that's why he got pulled. Or like I just keep going back to, guys, when you took it a look at why Mitch is not playing, you have to go back to his last 22 starts and watch all those games, and that's what those coaches in that building are doing. They're pouring over decisions from 22 games, not just one. So, but Foles has to prove to us that he can play now. What is going to be, how many games they got left? 12 games. He's got to play 12 games in a row, right? That's his problem. So Mitch Trubisky has got to stay ready. I think Coach Nagy's biggest job right now is how do you keep Mitch in the fold? I've seen a lot of times when I played the switch at the quarterback position, and you kind of lose a guy where the guy just doesn't care anymore. He's not checked in. So Mitch Trubisky's got to stay checked in. He's got to stay, you know, involved in the offense. And hopefully, as a young quarterback, he's never seen a guy in front of him do the things that Foles can do, that the things that he struggles with, that coaches want him to do, and that's process information, get his guys lined up, find the matchups on the field, direct the offensive line. You know, I was watching Foles in the game. He was directing the offensive line on who to block, what blitz to pick up, just organizing everything. And Mitch, if he sits back here and picks himself back up, which is not going to be easy because, you know, I just think of myself. If they would have took me out, I would probably would have had a bad attitude, and Mitch handled it pretty well yesterday. But you can learn a lot from Foles. You can learn a lot from what he's doing out there, and hopefully Mitch takes that attitude because if you just look at history, my guess is we're going to see Mitch again this year.
Olin, you're probably the foremost leading expert on what the effect a quarterback change has in an NFL locker room because of you've been through so many. When you look at this one, when you look at how this going from Trubisky to Foles changes expectations, whether it's in the locker room or around the city, how do you see that?
I see it like this. I see that they, in that locker room, I think they think they're a playoff team, and I think they think their defense is great, which they haven't played real well. They haven't stopped the run real well. The only ones who stopped the run yesterday were the Atlanta Falcons when they stopped running the ball with 10 minutes left, but we'd like to thank them for that. Look, I think that this gave the whole team energy, and you can tell, and I think Coach Nagy said it three or four times in his post-game press conference, that you could just feel the energy this guy brought in. I think that building thinks, I think that coaching staff thinks that with Nick Foles at quarterback, they are at the very least a playoff team, and now I think they think they're a Super Bowl contender. And that's the kind of energy it looked like they had when he came in the game. So that's the kind of effect he had on the team. He still got to prove it. You know, a lot of things went right for him yesterday, too. I think on one play, on a 3rd-and-8 in the fourth quarter, the ball went right through the cornerback hands. Jimmy Graham caught it. Then Jimmy Graham fumbled it. And then Miller picked it up, and then he fumbled it, and then he re-picked it up. So this is the kind of year the Bears have been having. You take them as they come. You're still 3-0. But, you know, this week, and like we talked about, they got a lot of good teams coming up on their schedule, and I'd be crazy to not to think that that had something to do with the decision that was made yesterday in the third quarter.
When you say you believe that Mitch will be back, is that based on your, you know, fear of injury at the position? Is it based on, I mean, what?
Yeah, I mean, if you just Google Nick Foles' stats and go to Pro Football Reference, I mean, he's not played that many games in a row, right? So, yes, I just believe it because most times guys repeatedly are what they show you they are in the NFL. So, Mitch, and that's kind of, if I'm coaching in the building today, if I'm Bill Lazor, I'm pulling Mitch into the office and I'm showing him that. And I'm telling him, like, look, I was saying yesterday on NBC Sports postgame show, one of the things that helped me the most, guys, when I was a young center is Casey Wigman. Casey Wigman was a center who started in front of me. I had to battle him for the job. They drafted me in the 3rd round, but they gave him a contract my 2nd year. And I had to come in and beat him out. And what Casey taught me was how to be a pro. He taught me how to study. I watched him. I'd get up to leave meetings. The whole offensive line was done, and I had to go to leave too. And Casey was still studying. And I was thinking, man, if I want to take this guy's job, I better sit my butt down and study too. I better not make any mental mistakes because Casey's not going to make any mental mistakes. So what I'm saying for Mitch is you have an example right in front of you. You have a guy right in front of you now who's going to show you preparation during the week. He's going to show you what the coaches want from you. He's going to show you exactly what you're missing in your game because Mitch's weakness is Foles' strength. It's what he does well. He processes information in the pocket. He gets his guys lined up. That part of the game is important to him. And if you heard him talk in the post-game press conference, it's all he talked about. That's all he talked about was making adjustments in the line of scrimmage, calling the plays. Matt Nagy trusts me. That Matt Nagy doesn't trust Mr. Trubisky. So if I look at Nick Foles' career, I don't think he's going to play that many games in a row. He could get hurt. I hope not. I hope they got their quarterback. But Mr. Trubisky better stay ready.
All right, that's Olin Krutz. He's co-hosting today with Hub for Dan Bernstein. So, Olin, we will talk to you again in about an hour or so.
Really, man.
Fun. Thank
Can't
you.
Can't wait.
Really.
What
good
a treat.
Stuff, Olin.
Twice in a day.
Again, huh? All right. Sounds good.
You sound less excited than we do.
Appreciate it, guys.
All right, buddy. That is Olin Krutz. He and Hub will be on for Dan today. That's fun.
Well, truth hurts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.